Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True. My apologies for the delay. I had the show scheduled for a few hours and received important text messages right before broadcast. And just like last Sunday, Easter Sunday, the state of Mississippi, we are under severe thunderstorm warnings. We still might be on a tornado watch. I think a tornado watch is until 7. Last Sunday was deadly. Last Easter Sunday, 14 people throughout the state of Mississippi lost their lives, you know, on top of us dealing with the pandemic of coronavirus and aka COVID-19. So sending much love out to the world. Thank you, longtime supporters and those that have recently begun supporting the podcast. If you listen to the archive shows, which this show began March 21st, 2011, yay, awesome, awesome. Well, we will be back to the like regular call-in chat room format, plus Facebook Live and Insta Stories and YouTube and all that good stuff. So thank you so much for your love and for your support. There's been a lot. So right now, while I am talking to you, it had been a breaking news regarding the weather. Then regular programming appeared. And now we're back to breaking news. So it's a severe thunderstorm warning right now for Scott Sharkey Simpson. That's where my baby is, my guy, Terry. He's in Simpson County, Smith, until 7 p.m. A tornado watch remains in effect for the following county: Emmett, Pike, Walthall, and Wilkeson until 10 p.m. Thunderstorm warning. So Simpson County until 5 p.m., Smith County until 5 p.m. Tomorrow, and a governor and the mayor of the city of Jackson, they both have extended their executive orders regarding stay-at-home, shelter-in-place executive orders. But then they also begin to do what the president have recommended to by, you know, like recommendations of slightly opening businesses and slightly opening government and beaches and lakes. Like tomorrow, on Monday, some businesses can, like if you're a beauty salon and you sell products, you can do like curbside shopping with your clients, and the lakes and the beaches will open, like the ones in Florida have been open this weekend, like Ross Barnett Reservoir, the beaches at Biloxi Beach. Mississippi is a state full of lakes, so Ross Barnett is a man-made lake, a reservoir. So we have lakes everywhere, because I live in an area called the Hyco Lake, Hyco Park. Hyco Park Lake is in my area. There are lakes everywhere and rivers and everything. So people can fish and people can go boating, but it's important to practice social distancing. My worldwide Facebook friends and I, we were looking at footage today posted on my page regarding how people, beachgoers in Florida, are not practicing social distancing. I seriously believe that if people are not practicing here, I think some areas have been given that citation for not following, being law-abiding citizens. And I definitely believe that our governor, if people do not follow the rules, probably will close shop on beaches and lakes and certain businesses that do not follow the rules and the guidelines. I just believe that's what will happen. So it's important to for us to follow the rules, follow the guidelines, and think about our health, wear our mask, wear our gloves. I wear scarves. I need to get masks. I don't have any masks, so I have to wear my scarves and all. But I'm looking at like a postcard, a handout that the mayor Choctaw. No, not Choctaw. I'm thinking of Choctaw. Oh my God! Shout out to my friends at Choctaw. My little niece had come in here, and so my words got twisted. Chalkway, my friend was dead too. By Mayor Chalkway Antal Lumumba, our mayor of the city of Jackson. The mayors in the state, throughout the state, Mayor George Flags of Vicksburg. All the mayors have been just doing wonderful jobs here in the state of Mississippi. It's been challenging. So, of course, you know, they have to express their disappointment with certain things, and even the governor talk about his disappointments and listening to the professionals when it comes to certain things that need to be understood and how certain things need to be handled. But I'm looking at on the mailers from Mayor Chalkway Antar Lumumba, Fight Together, Stand Apart. I talked about this during the last broadcast. And so I'm going to read from it. So this is from the mayor, quote, "Recently I issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of Jackson to fight the spread of the coronavirus and have continued to take additional steps to make Jackson a safer city. Number one, testing our first responders who are on the front lines every day and jail inmates who must be kept in close confinement. Two, working with Jackson Hines Comprehensive Health Center to test up to 5,000 of our most needy residents. Three, providing hazard pay for firefighters and police officers during this difficult time. Four, partnering with a local hotel to provide quarantine shelters for those residents who cannot shelter at home and risk infecting seniors or others with serious health conditions. And five, launching a COVID-19 hotline and symptom collector. Residents can call 601-586-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public health officials and the city prioritize their resources." And, oh my goodness, hold on. I don't know where that sneeze came from somewhere. I had been cooking earlier, so I don't know. But I do not have a cold, so wow. But whenever you sneeze into your hand or your elbow. I quickly sneezed into my elbow. Here's how you can help. Your city leaders will continue to do all we can to protect the residents of this great city. But it takes everyone to stop the spread of this virus so we can get back to normal. Stay at home. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. When you have to leave home, social distancing, please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians when you are in public places. And Jacksonians, well, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now, but wherever you are, you know, New Orleans, New York, wherever you are, Atlanta, Dallas, big shout out to my family and friends in Dallas. Much love to DART and also Dallas PD and law enforcement also regarding the shooter that shot on a bus, a DART bus in Dallas this morning. So much love shouting you guys out. But to continue, when you have to leave home, social distancing, please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians when you are in public places. Wear a mask or face covering in public. The experts have determined we should all wear masks when out in public. Buy from Jackson businesses. Our grocery stores, retailers, and restaurants offering takeout service need our patronage during this difficult time. protecting yourself. Log your symptoms. If you have a dry cough, fever, or shortness of breath, call the city's COVID-19 hotline. The COVID hotline is 601-586-3067, what I mentioned earlier, and report your symptoms. Again, protecting yourself and those around you, log your symptoms. If you have a dry cough, fever, and shortness of breath, call the city's COVID-19 hotline, 601-586-3067, and report your symptoms. Get screened. Call one of the COVID hotline numbers, local 601-586-3067. Statewide, call 1-877-978-6453. Again, to get screened, call one of the COVID-19 hotline numbers, 601-586-3067. Statewide, 877-978-6453. Get tested. University of Mississippi Medical Center. Drive-through testing at the State Fairgrounds. By appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 496-7200. Again, by appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 496-7200. Jackson Hines Comprehensive Health Center testing. All costs are on a sliding scale for ability to pay. The James Anderson Health Facility, 3502 West Northside Drive. Contact number is 601-362-5321. James Anderson Health Facility, 3502 West Northside Drive, 601-362-5321, Monday 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday to Friday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then it's the Ethel James Ivory Homeless Clinic, located at 327 South Gallatin Street, 601-355-0707. Again, Ethel James Ivory Homeless Clinic, 327 South Gallatin Street, 601-355-0707. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. are their business hours. And then it's the Jackson Hines South Clinic, located at 145 Raymond Road, 601-362-5321. Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, the Jackson Hines South Clinic, located at 145 Raymond Road, 601-362-5321, Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, let me read this for you, because I like to hear things twice. Fight Together, Stand Apart, the initiative that the mayor presented a little over a week ago. And on his mailer, he states that recently I issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of Jackson to fight the spread of the coronavirus and have continued to take additional steps to make Jackson a safer place. Test number one, testing our first responders who are on the front lines every day and jail inmates who must be kept in close confinement. Two, working with Jackson Hines Comprehensive Center to test at the 5,000 of our most needy residents. Three, providing hazard pay for our firefighters and police officers during this difficult time. Four, partnering with a local hotel to provide quarantine shelters for those residents who cannot shelter at home and risk infecting seniors or others with serious health conditions. Five, launching a COVID-19 hotline and symptom collector. Residents can call 601-566-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public health officials in the city prioritize resources. Here's how you can help. Your city leaders will continue to do all we can to protect the residents of this great city. But it takes everyone to stop at the spread of this virus so we can get back to normal. Stay at home. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. When you have to leave home, social distancing. Please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians when you are in public places. wearing masks or face covering in public. The experts have determined we should all wear masks and when out in public. Buy from Jackson businesses, grocery stores, retailers, and restaurants offering takeout service need our patronage during this difficult time. Protecting yourself, log your symptoms. You have a dry cough, fever, and shortness of breath. Call the city's COVID-19 hotline, 601-586-3067, and report your symptoms. Get screened. Call one of the COVID-19 hotline numbers, local 601-586-3067, state 877-978-6453. Get tested. University of Mississippi Medical Center, which they're working on a vaccine, drive-through testing at the state fairgrounds by appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Contact number 601-496-7200. Again, contact number by appointment only from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is 601-496-7200. Jackson Heights Comprehensive Health Center testing. All calls are on a sliding scale for ability to pay. James Anderson Health Facility, 3502 West Northside Drive. Contact number 601-362-5321. Business hours Monday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then the Ethel James Ivory Homeless Clinic, 327 South Gallatin Street, 601-355-0707. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Jackson Heights Stop Clinic, 145 Raymond Road, 601-362-5321. Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Friday, and 8 to 1 p.m. So that's important information. So that will be a show on tomorrow morning. And the James Franco Project Group, Facebook closed group, we're closing in to almost 1,000 members. And also all the members and I wish Mr. James Franco a happy, 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 happy birthday. It's Kate Hudson's birthday also. This is like a birthday, like, month. I mean, my guy, my man, Terry's birthday, and my brother-in-law, Tommy, out of Africa Imports, you know, with his store in Trader's Village, Grand Prairie, not far from the Potter's House. Trader's Village is expecting to open beginning of next month. Whenever Dallas says it's okay to go back into business. So big shout out to them. I'm just making my quick shout out. Just wow. I mean, this COVID coronavirus and then these tornadoes that's been hidden here in Mississippi and other states. And then the blizzards. There's been some snow in April, some blizzards happening also. So sending love and prayers out to those of you that are just covered in a winter wonderland in April. It's almost May, almost Mother's Day. So, you know, we're here for each other, right? We're spreading love. We're not spreading hate. We're spreading love. Love defeats hate. God over Satan. Yes, indeed. But also the small business loans, they ran out of money. So they're trying to get more money. Miss Nancy, please. Definitely, you and Republicans and Democrats need to meet before May 4th. So the loans, the SBA loans that turn into grants, they ran out of money. I know I applied for my sole proprietor the day one. One of my friends, he applied like a week later, and instead of getting the $10,000, he did get the $1,000. He was like, "I'm sad and I'm happy and I'm sad." And like, I did get the $1,000, but I didn't get my $10,000. So I have not heard anything. So they're tapped out. I mean, I received an email from the SBA regarding homeowners, you know, for loved ones and friends and for myself and to know here on the broadcast what information to share. And so I had received information from the SBA, and they were like, they're not taking any more applications right now because they're tapped out. They need to get more funding. So that's what's been the headlines since the end of the week, that they're tapped out and they need more funding. But we've been hearing that for the past we've been hearing that from the beginning. The Secretary of Treasury, he's been saying that we're going to need more money. We're going to need to do this in phases. We're going to need more money. So, you know, and even Trump had been saying that, and many others on both sides of the political line. That was something real quick I just wanted to mention. But we're spreading love, and it's a lot more to talk about regarding coronavirus, COVID-19, tornadoes, sports, politics. It's just a lot of news, a lot of hot topics is happening. Coronavirus, COVID-19 have, you know, it's all a part of our lifestyle now. We all have this quarantine lifestyle that we're living. This is spring cleaning season, but we all have incorporated the quarantine lifestyle. So we will be talking about different subjects, but always incorporating the quarantine lifestyle because the quarantine, COVID, coronavirus, now is part of all of our lifestyle, like it or not, regardless of who we are. So, you know, but again, happy, happy birthday to all the April babies. My sister's birthday is April Fool's Day. And again, my honey and my brother-in-law and my nephew, one of my nephews' birthday was Monday. The James Franco group and I, we're celebrating James Franco's birthday today. So we're doing if you're a member of the group or you want to join a group, send us a friend request. It's a closed group. So we're doing a Facebook Live this evening, like in about an hour. So celebrating his birthday, but the members have been so creative of what they've been sharing for his birthday. So James is love, as he has dealt with certain things at the same time, he's been loved and being supported. So you know, we're here for him. Again, there'll be another show tomorrow. And also look forward to a show from Springer, because I've been having the worst trouble uploading my music here on blogtalkradio.com, but I can just play so much music on my Springer. I don't know. Maybe it's because I need to upload it from my computer and not from my phone. So, but I can from my Springer. So, but soon I will do it from my netbook, from my laptop, from tablet or from my computer. But again, thank you so much for your love and your support. Email me at CultureShockInt, CultureShockInt _Beth@yahoo.com. Again, CultureShockInt _Beth@yahoo.com. CultureShockInt _Beth@yahoo.com. Also at Miss Bethany C. Williams. MS Bethany, BethanyCW Williams @gmail.com. A big shout out to No Labels that I've been a long time member of. They have been doing some awesome, awesome, awesome daily Zoom meetings and during the day, and then also there's been special presentations on certain nights. And so, you know, No Labels is a bipartisan group, and we meet up, and it is just amazing. How they've been handling these Zoom meetings and presenting these Zoom meetings, and it's just been amazing. So definitely check out No Labels, check out their website, check them out on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and Zoom. Look for No Labels. Those of you that love Zoom, check them out on Zoom also. Okay, be sure you're on the contact list so you can get invites to RSVP for the Zoom meetings, because they are amazing. So, again, thank you all. Shout out to the Avon community also, Culture Shock Entertainment, Image Mechanisms. Thank you all for supporting my spinoff shows from Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio staffers, always encouraging me and emailing me to get my shows back on schedule and present longer shows, bring my full-fledged shows back with my awesome co-hosts, awesome music, awesome guests. So thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for your support, and thank you, Springer. Thank you, listeners, because it's a we thing. It's not an I thing. It's not an I and team. So we are definitely a team. So again, let's continue to spread love. Let's continue practicing social distancing and being alone together and loving each other. And a big shout out again to my guy Terry. I appreciate you and thank you for appreciating me, and to my friends and the prayer warriors and those that accept me and accept my love. You know, I love you and thank you for loving me, and those that practice tough love too, thank you. Until next time, let's spread love. You've been listening to Coastal Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Beatrice. Thank you.